Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Our governor admits he's the second most famous Roy in the state. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Roy Cooper held a fundraiser in Chapel Hill as part of his re-election campaign to remain in the governor's mansion 4 more years. After his remarks about extended Medicare, overturning legislative vetoes, and gerrymandering, Cooper engaged in some lighthearted conversation about sports. He is obviously a big fan. With 2 degrees from UNC, he is particularly partial to teams called Carolina and sends out a lot of sports tweets. He tweeted 8 times after the Hurricanes opened the regular season and before and after the Panthers won their 3rd straight game after losing the first 2. He also talked about an event where he shared the stage with former Tar Heel All-American Charlie Scott and said his claim to fame was blocking a shot by Phil Ford in high school, admitting he was the 3rd man in a triple team against the former Rocky Mount Prep All-American. "Still my greatest moment in sports," he said of his now good friend Ford. A diehard Tar Heel in the right state for that, Cooper gets a lot of votes from independents and undecideds who are Carolina fans, and that might have helped him become the first challenger since 1850 to defeat a sitting governor when he edged Republican Pat McCrory in 2016. When Roy Williams won his 3rd national championship during Cooper's 1st year in office, he say he conceded to the Tar Heel hoops coach that he was clearly the second most famous Roy in our state. "I gave Cooper a copy of my book Game Changers, saying he was too young to have experienced the civil rights era in Chapel Hill when Dean Smith battled the odds and racism to integrate his program with Scott. But he was a good enough student in the eastern town of Nashville to follow the accounts in newspaper stories and on radio and TV, and to eventually win a Moorhead scholarship. The father of 3 daughters also earning degrees from Carolina, the 1979 graduate, lawyer, and former attorney general who stepped in to clear the 3 falsely accused Duke lacrosse players, Cooper also recognized the author of Game Changers. I listened to WCHL while in college," he said, and then quoted the sign-off. This is Archansky. See ya.